USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The controversial issue on how to deal with illegal immigration is heating up again this weekend. The Trump administration says ICE agents will be rounding up thousands of migrants nationwide. KCBS reporter Sarah Donchi.
With the promise of a nationwide roundup of undocumented immigrants starting Sunday, including 140 individuals targeted in Southern California, the future is as uncertain as ever. This man says his only options are stay or return to a life in fear of violence in El Salvador.
Some cities say they won't cooperate with ICE, including New York, Los Angeles, Houston, and Miami. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and China's President Xi Jinping have talked about plans for strengthening collaborations between their countries. It was the second day of Xi's visit to Pyongyang. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Here are the three most important letters you'll ever need to know. Memorize them. VRA, VRA, VRA. And here's another three. KIP, KIP, KIP. KIP, KIP, KIP. Kip Herridge runs VRA. It's an investment newsletter, but not just any investment newsletter. It's the best in the country, in my opinion. I've known Kip for almost 20 years. He's like a brother to me. I've witnessed his remarkable success in picking stock winners. I give Kip the most highest endorsement and recommendation. Kip spent 32 years in the investment industry at the highest levels of Wall Street. Kip founded VRA in 2003 and has beat Wall Street for 15 out of those 16 years. And he didn't just beat Wall Street by a little bit. He beat Wall Street like a drum. Here's the big news. Only for my fans at USA Radio, Kip is offering a free two-week membership to VRA. Go there now. Your risk is zero. Go to VRAinsider.com and get your free two-week membership. That's VRAinsider.com. Try Kip out for 2 weeks for free, and you'll become a client for life. What are you waiting for? VRAinsider.com.
The president says he'll formally nominate current Army Secretary Mark Esper to be the new Secretary of Defense. This comes only a few days after the abrupt resignation of Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan. He would be replacing ex-Defense Secretary Jim Mattis, who has been gone since January 1st. There's a new accusation of sexual misconduct against President Trump. It comes as a book and a magazine excerpt by longtime advice columnist and one-time cable TV host E. Jean Carroll, who told MSNBC he followed her into a dressing room at a Bergdorf Goodman store.
He shut the door behind us and threw me up against the wall and kissed me.
She claims the president forced himself on her, and she freed herself after 3 minutes and ran away. The president says he never even met her, though the magazine shows a picture of the two together in a group of people a few years prior to the alleged incident. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allen Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
The FAA has barred all U.S.-registered aircraft from operating over parts of the Persian Gulf and the Gulf of Oman due to heightened tensions between Washington and Tehran. John Clemens reports.
The warning from the Federal Aviation Administration will have an impact on hundreds of flights over the Middle East. I spoke to Captain Ross Amer of Aero Aviation Consulting, who tells us the area of concern is a major airway.
Iran is basically a bridge between East and West. Now there are airways, as we call them, that fly over Iran itself and the Persian Gulf, connecting basically Europe and Far East.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
A new survey finds fewer than 4 in 10 Americans want to give President Trump 4 more years. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
This latest poll from New Jersey's Monmouth University finds that 37% of voters think President Trump should be reelected in 2020, while 59% want someone new. That latest poll from Monmouth also indicates that the Trump numbers when it comes to his performance ratings are unchanged since last month, 41% approving of his performance in the White House, with 50% saying they disapprove. The poll was taken just before the president officially kicked off his reelection campaign back on Tuesday. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.